بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على رسولنا وحبيبنا محمد صلوات الله عليه وسلم تسليما. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله والرسول فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, all praise who is being praised by perfect qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No creation can be equal to him. Hamdan kathiran, and we praise him abundantly. Nahmadahu, we are very thankful to him, the bounty he has given us. Wa nasta'inuhu, we seek help only from him to do good and to abstain bad. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our sin, nastaghfiruhu. Also, we go back to him as a refuge to protect us from the evils of our soul and the bad deeds that we commit as a human. So the other verses that Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam used to recite all the time is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is, without the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot be successful. No matter what. Amma ba'd, our khutbah today, that we're going to take a hadith that was narrated Amir al-Mu'mineen Abi Hafsa Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. That is half of our deen. Half of our deen rotates in this hadith. And قال سيدنا عمر رضي الله عنه سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله ومن كانت هجرته للدنيا يصيبها أو امرأة ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه. حديث عجيب. And this hadith was narrated by Sayyidina Umar alayhi salatu wasalam alone. Rawi is only who has brought us this hadith is Sayyidina Umar. And manhajuna ahlul sunnah wa jama'ah, any hadith that is narrated by the sahaba, we take it as it is. لِأَنَّ أَصْحَابَ كُلَّهُمْ عُدُودٌ. They are all telling us the truth. There are different groups of the Muslim that they do not take if the hadith is not a group of people. No. And this hadith only narrated by Sayyidina Umar. And بواسطة بدون يعني directly بلا واسطة I mean directly لأن he heard from the Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام he's saying سمعتُ. The forms of receiving information are different level, and the best one of receiving information is this one, which is directly, not second hand. سمعتُ. What it means is that الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام telling us إنما الأعمال بالنيات. Any deeds that humans or the jinn they do has to be based on their intentions. That's how you get rewarded. Who are you doing this? What is your intention? So it means intention comes before the deeds. You have to have the intention. وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى means that everyone gets rewarded or will not get rewarded according what is his intention was. Then the Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام goes on فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله والرسول whoever was his migration which is from place to place. That they immigrated for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet. وَالرَّسُولُ الْوَاوُ الْعَطْفُ. This conjunction itself in Arabic, it makes a big difference. Which is basically, Allah is first and Rasul is just. We follow Him according to Allah's wish. Yan or that he will be rewarded for that because his intention was Allah to be mukhlisan lahu, ikhlasan and to get the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ كَانَ هِجْرَتُهُ لِلدُّنْيَا whoever immigrated for the sake of worldly affairs or a woman that he wants to marry his reward will be based on that. That is the general. So we're going to go the details of this hadith. And the scholar who is going to explain is one of the giant Muslim scholars that has passed away, Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthmeen. This is how he explained. As we all know, Umar, Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu anhu, was the leader of the second Khalifa and was appointed by Sayyidina Abu Bakr. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr was appointed by consensus within the Jama'ah. And these two forms in the Muslim leadership can be achieved. Either people Ahlul Hadl wal Aqd, they can elect somebody, or a leader can appoint before he dies another leader. Look at this. But based on no objection, Ijma' Sukuti, Umar was accepted. Once thus, Khalifa was appointed. And this hadith, he was narrated by him. And there is a support on this hadith that this is accurate from the ayah, Quran, wa sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Al ayah says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا لِابْتِغَاءِ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ whatever you spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 272, you will be rewarded. The intention, that's what it means. Now, وَأَمَّا sunnah that explains this hadith, gives support that this hadith is accurate. Sayyidina Muhammad, Nabiyyuna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لسعد ابن أبي وقاص, great man, as you know, who opened Persia. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas. He has a great history in Islam. And any war he won, he has never been defeated. And he did some miracles. So you all need to know the history of the Sahab. And whenever he prays, Sa'd ibn Waqas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his prayer. Never been unaccepted. That's why Sahaba used to go around him and ask him to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sa'd ibn Waqas. Whenever he raised his hand. So my dear brothers and sisters, Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam says to Sa'd ibn Waqas, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ لَنْ تُنْفِقْ نَفَقَةً تَبْتَغِي بِهَا وَجِهِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أَجَرْتَ عَلَيْهَا حَتَّى تَجْعَلْهُ مَا فِي فَيِّ إِمْرَاتِ. Anything, tells the Rasul Sa'd ibn Waqas, that you spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be rewarded, even if it comes to sleeping with your wife for the good intention, you will be rewarded. Subhanallah. So hina, my dear brothers, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat, it is the most, bilugh al-arabi, min awjah al-balagha al-hasr. The Rasul is very concise, and he explains clearly that, and is a rule that, anything you do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be rewarded. And the opposite is, anything you do it for the world affairs, or for a culture, or for a show off, you will not be rewarded. So your intention has to be clear. Secondly, فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى رَسُولَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ. And this is very clear expression. The second portion of the hadith, فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجْرَ إِلَيْهِ. Those who want to travel for the dunya affairs, Rasul explained it in a hidden way. Because his intention for the world affairs is تحقير ما هاجر إليه هذا الرجل ليس لها أهلا. يعني it is not even worth mentioning. So the most important thing is the hijrah you do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So al-a'mal in Arabic language جمع العمل means deed and deeds is a plural. Every deeds that you do, every deeds that you do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فالأعمال تنقسم إلى ثلاثة أقسام. The deeds are divided, scholars, in three categories. ما في القلب من الأعمال. The deeds that's done by the heart. And we all know that. Deeds that's done by the a'mal is at-tawakkul. When you put trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you fear from Him only. When you love Him. These are deeds that's done by the heart. It's not done by your physical body. What the other deed is the deeds that you pronounce in person. والأعمال النطقية ما ينطق به اللسان. Whatever your tongue says, it's also deeds. And which is that? سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله من أعمال اللسان. والأعمال الجوارح, the one that does your body, is your two hands, your two legs, and whatever is such thing. So when you make the wudu, it's a good deeds. When you stand up, when you pray, when you move, this is a'mal al-jawarih. But the foundation is what? It's the niyyah. So my dear brothers, also والمقصود من هذه نية. What do we mean intention? The Sheikh says, Sheikh Salah, Sheikh Muhammad bin Salah al-Uthaymeen, he explains this way. والمقصود من هذه نية تمييز العادات من العبادة. You have to distinguish from culture and tradition that you deeds that you do for that, then the deeds that you do for the act of worship. What it distinguishes from these two deeds is your intention. For example, if somebody eats and drinks because he's hungry and he has no attention, that's not an act of worship. And if somebody eats and drinks and sleeps so he can have energy. When he gets up, he can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gets reward. And to eat and drink is not a choice for the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلُوا وَشْرِبُوا. Eat and drink, وَشْرَبُوا. Look at that. So if somebody says, I'm doing a hunger strike, it's bid'ah for Islam. We have no way of hunger strike. It's not something that you can manifest, huh, your issue by starving, because it's not ibadah. Or some Sufi that they don't want to eat anything for 3 days until they get confused, hypnosis, they can do it. That is not an act of worship. Kulu washrabu. Look at that. You have to eat and drink in a halal way. MashaAllah. So هذه عبادة. And the other one, that person eat it and drink it, same thing when a person takes shower, or a person makes يعني من الجنابة يعني غسل. It's different. So what distinguishes these two actors is the intention. Alright. Also النية helps you, my dear brother, تمييز العبادات بعضها من بعض. It distinguish the act of worship itself from different parts. One act of worship, it could be somebody goes up and prays to rak'ah. What does that to rak'ah mean? If it means, my dear brothers, for salatul fard, it's salatul fard in his niyyah. If it means salat tatawu sunnah, it's salat sunnah. Nobody knows really. So it's his attention what distinguishes these two acts. Two rak'at. It can be wajib or it could be sunnah. Nobody knows. So you have to make the intention. Also, you have to make the intention whether you pray a dhuhr or subh or maghrib or isha. Niyyah is the one that distinguishes. Somebody can come here now and pray two rak'ah in front of us. Maybe he missed this morning Salat al-Fajr. So what he's doing is not a sunnah, it's a Salat al-Fajr, because he overslept. So what distinguishes is the niyyah. So the scholars have disagreed. How do we bring our attentions? Should we pronounce publicly jahran, or we pronounce it secretly? Among scholars have been disagreed. Where I come from, we follow one of the great Imam Al-Shafi'i, and some people say usalli salat al-jum'ah rak'atayn. And some scholars now, as evidence here, Al-Hanabila, they say no, you cannot say that, because Al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam never pronounced it. So you make the intention, any intention, secret niyyah. Allah can hear you and He knows. So the other schools of thought, what they say, my dear brothers, they say I'm saying that help to get help from my pronunciation and my heart. Because there are a problem, there are some people who have a problem of shak. Even when they say 3 to 4 times, they have a problem. So anyhow, if you hear somebody say usalli salat al-dhuhr, don't accuse him and don't attack him. Leave him alone. He has evidence from great scholars. Allah knows best. If you have no shak problem and you follow, either way is acceptable. This is my opinion. And great scholars also. But we as Muslims sometimes do not get fight in this issue. If there is disagreement among great scholars, we accept all of them. So, anyhow, my dear brothers, now, niyyah, it's very, very important. The day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ. The day of judgment, Allah will reveal all the secrets that's hidden between your chest. Every deed that we cannot see now, we cannot take and put it in a scale. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal that day. Look at that. Yawma tubla as-sarair. It means what you had in your between the chest. So if you had a lot of things in your chest that was sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will save you from the hellfire. It will be a good deed. And also people who do not have the good attention, it will not save them. They will go the hellfire. Also, as you read a long hadith, we don't have time to explain that there are people who will go shiver 1 inch to the Jannah, and they will be diverted to that. Now, what happened to them? Because the deeds that they do was good deeds, but their intention was wrong. So they will be diverted from the Jannah to the hellfire. And the people who used to do bad deeds, but they did a good deeds, really small, will go there, the heaven, inshallah. So now, other thing like I like to elaborate quickly, we do not have time, my dear brothers and sisters. Al-Hijrah, what means Hijrah? Hijrah has two definitions. One is linguistically, which is migrating from A place to B place. Okay? Amma shar'an, Hijrah, the Shaykh says, Inna al-Hijrah wajibah ala kulli mu'min. Al-Hijrah is al-intiqal min balad al-kufr ila balad al-Islam. When you move out from the land that is its people is kafir to the Muslim. When it's done, people moved from Mecca to Medina when the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam left. That hijrah was wajib, obligatory to them. Why, my dear brothers, that way? Because Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to travel. And as sahaba, they left their loved ones, their wealth, everything. They were broke and they went to Medina with Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. They are fulfilling. And they will be rewarded for that hijrah, my dear brothers and sisters. So even here now, the country we live, can we make the hijrah? No. Yes, it needs detailed answer. If you cannot practice your religion, if you cannot pray 5 times a day, if you cannot be a Muslim and do your fara'id, then you must leave the country and go to the Muslim country. But if you could do your prayer, your fasting, what have you, it's okay. So it becomes wajib. When you cannot pray, you're not allowed. If you pray, you will be persecuted. Then you have to move out. Anything that becomes necessary for you to fulfill your religion, means itself becomes duty in Islam. Okay? And there is a formal principle, rules that says, وَمَا لَا يَتِمُّ وَاجِبُ إِلَّا بِهِ فَهُوَ وَاجِبُ. Anything that, as I said, explaining, you cannot complete. For example, if you want to go to the masjid to make the salah, just to walk from home to the masjid becomes wajib, that walking. Because without it, you cannot accomplish. Or you drive. See, just walking becomes wajib. It was the salah which was wajib, but to accomplish it, any means through that becomes wajib itself. So now, as the Muslims, we immigrated here, but we need to change our attentions. If you only come here in America to make money, to be rich, you are in trouble. You will not be rewarded. But if you come here, look at the brother, he opened a room for masjid. He's giving da'wah. Huh? If your intention is good, my brother, you are allowed. You have to change. Even if it wasn't before, you can change today. That you give da'wah, that you also, you are allowed to make hijrah when you come for schooling, temporarily. You are allowed also for medical reasons. You also allowed to work. because you don't have a job back home. You come here to work, but you change your attention. So that's what it is. وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على رسولنا محمد صلوات الله عليه وسلم تسليما. Inshallah, the time is short. The conclusion of this hadith and what we have benefited today is that هذه الحديث is مدار الإسلام على حديثه. The entire the religion of Islam. الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام was gifted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make few statements that cover everything. No other man had that ability except the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Jawami' al-Kalima. That was his gifting. He says in one word. So these two hadith that I'm going to mention now, it covers the entire Islam. أولا, the hadith we took, إنما الأعمال بالنيات. And the second hadith that was narrated by the mother of the believers, عائشة رضي الله عنها, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Whoever does a deed that is not part of our deed, we will not accept. Means this hadith, it prohibits innovation. Religion of Islam, you were not commissioned to be a prophet. The commission was given only الرسالة to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين, who is the last prophet and messenger. So for us is we follow him, but we do not innovate. That's one benefit of the hadith that you see today. Also, my dear brothers, the Sheikh says من الفوائد الحديث is the sincerity, whatever you do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala والدار الآخرة and the day of judgment. And that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. Okay. Also, it's a warning that do we make a hijrah for the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam while he's dead? No. To go to the Masjid Medina is ziyad. Hijrah only when he was alive, yes. Now the Prophet Muhammad has passed away. So al-hijrah belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hijrah is open all the time until the day of judgment. Has not been closed. Anyone to be helped to his deen, subhanallah, huh? To promote Islam anywhere you go, China, London, anywhere, the hijrah is allowed for you. The Bab hijrah, like it is not for the sake of the Prophet Muhammad, no, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Bab hijrah, also the man who said, MashaAllah wa shit, Sahabi, he came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whatever you want, it will be, no, whatever Allah wants will be, and whatever you want. The Rasul said, no. Do you not make the atf to Allah? Whatever Allah wants, it will be. Not the Prophet. So inshallah, my dear brothers, also it's very important that we have to seek knowledge for the hijrah. لِأَنَّ even al-jihad, which is noble in the Islamic context, al-ilm is more important than al-jihad. لِه before you make jihad, before you pray, before you do any deeds, you have to have knowledge. So there are people who travel 1,000 miles to achieve ilm. Also those who are here to study medical reasons, other reasons, and what have you, if you, your intention is for the sake of Allah and you want to be a doctor and you want to help humanity, look at that, not only Muslim, humanity, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be rewarded. Any deeds you do is ibadah. When you sleep and your intention is for the sake of Allah and you're sleeping, you will be rewarded. So to make, you have to renovate, means you have to make tajaddud niya, means that you have always to bring your niya up. Whatever you do, the intention has to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa waqina adhab an-nar. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt wa afina fi man afayt wa tawallana fi man tawallayt wa barik lana fi ma atayt wa qda anna sharra ma qadayt innaka taqdi wa la yuqda alayk. Allahumma ansur al-muslimin wa al-muslimat wa wahid sufufuhum wa ahzim a'da'i al-islam wa akhir as-salam ya habibi. Assalamu alaykum.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, shahadu an la ilaha illallah, shahadu anna muhammadan rasulullah. Hayya.